This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. The busiest shopping days are just ahead of us. Friday has been dubbed Black Friday, which is retail speak for jammed shopping centers and big box stores and people physically scrambling for deals. That's followed by Cyber Monday, when online sales abound. But stuck between the two is Small Business Saturday, a made-for-local shopping holiday created in 2010 by American Express. For the second year in a row, Green Mountain Transit is providing a free ride day to help Vermont shoppers reach local retailers. Karen Walton is Green Mountain Transit's general manager and the creator for Free Ride Day.
People can take part in it throughout the whole Green Mountain Transit service area, which is Chittenden County, Franklin, Grand Isle, Lamoille, and Washington County, any of our routes on Saturday that are running through that five-county area. So it'll be a fare free, which means you can hop on the bus, not have to worry about having your exact change on you. And you jump on the bus at the bus stop that's closest to you. You can find that at ridegmt.com, and you can look up where your closest bus stop is to you, and then you could take it to anywhere our system goes, including any of the major shopping areas.
And local retailers do hope you'll get to shopping areas, whatever mode of transit you use. How does Small Business Saturday and the holiday season in general impact Vermont retailers? Well, joining us now is Aaron Segrist, president-elect of the Vermont Retail and Grocers Association. Aaron, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Hi, Jane. Thanks for having me.
So isn't Small Business Saturday just another gimmicky consumer holiday to get us out to shop?
I wouldn't really consider it a gimmicky holiday shopping marketing ploy. Small businesses are really the lifeblood of Vermont, and you know it's certainly something that not only our retailers depend on, but also I think we need to give them credit that they provide so much support to the community that it's really important to have our customers come out and support those small businesses.
How important is this time of year to local retailers?
It's pretty important. Small businesses can really make up anywhere from a third to, a quarter to a third of their annual sales during this time. Holiday shopping, as you know, is the busiest time of year. So it's very important to our small businesses here in Vermont.
That probably goes for almost all retailers in terms of the importance of holiday shopping season. Is it just that the margins are often so much smaller for small local businesses that this is really make or break for them?
I think it has something to do with the margins, but it's also got something to do with their requirements and really the financial burden that the smaller businesses carry. As a small business, your margins are much smaller, But the regulations are the same for you as they are for, say, a larger retailer. So there's a significantly smaller margin for a small business than there is a larger retailer.
So what are you expecting this year in terms of holiday sales numbers? I mean, I know we haven't gotten through it yet, so we can't obviously say what it is, but are you thinking optimistically for this holiday season?
We are optimistic. We're anticipating, a 3.4 to 3.6 increase over last year. That's pretty good. We're hopeful that we'll reach that. I think, there was some reservations before the elections. How are they going to turn out? Are we going to have another downswing, I guess I should say, in the recession? I know that's some concern of some Vermonters, but I think, things are slowly leveling out and we're finding our way after this election, and we are looking for another increase this year.
So being post-election, you think will help, regardless of how you feel about the election? It's the fact that we're through it, so there may be some stability in some people's minds?
We're hoping, yes. One thing that we've noticed is the community outreach after the election. Vermont is such a fantastic community as a whole, and we really do lean on each other as a community, as retailers, retailers on consumers, et cetera. So, we have that community relationship, and I think that because we have those relationships, we are hopeful.
We heard from Karen Walton of Green Mountain Transit about the free ride day on Saturday. Can you talk a little bit about communities around the state that are hosting events that are sort of in conjunction with this idea of Small Business Saturday to try to get people out to their local shops?
Well, I think it varies by every town, right? I certainly don't have an exhaustive list. We have so many fantastic small towns here in Vermont. I know Bennington has an event going on. Rutland, you know, all of the small businesses in Rutland are banding together to promote a shopping, a Small Business Saturday shopping event. Montpelier, they've always got plenty of opportunities and, you know, get out and there was one group, I can't remember which town it was, but it was an elf on the shelf challenge, you know, find an elf on the shelf in each store and you get a stamp and you get your name gets into a drawing, you know, so they have some pretty exciting and out of the box ideas to get consumers out and shopping.
Where will you be on Small Business Saturday?
Oh, that's a good question. Unfortunately, I will be out of state visiting family for Thanksgiving. So if I were in Vermont, I would probably be in downtown Montpelier.
Although there are small businesses all over the country, so I suppose wherever you are, you can support local businesses.
Yes, I will definitely be shopping in my hometown.
Which is?
Waterloo, New York.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you in Waterloo, New York when you get there. Erin Segrist is president-elect of the Vermont Retail and Grocers Association. Thanks very much for talking with us about Small Business Saturday.
Yes. Thank you, Jane.